He could barbecue on it, said Om, inside Brother's head. Said Brother, what religion are you a saint of, exactly? An expression of embarrassment crossed the very small amount of face between St. Argillant's eyebrows and his moustache. None, really. That was all rather a mistake, he said. My parents named me Sevrian Thaddeus Ungulant, and then one day, of course, most amusing, someone drew attention to the initials. After that, it all seemed rather inevitable. The wheel rocked slightly. St. Ungulant's skin was almost blackened by the desert sun. I've had to pick up herming as I went along, of course, he said. I taught myself. I'm entirely self-taught. You can't find a hermit to teach you herming, because, of course, that rather spoils the whole thing. But there's Angus, said Brother, staring at the spot where he believed Angus to be, or at least where he believed St. Ungulant believed Angus to be. He's over here now, said the saint sharply, pointing to a different part of the wheel. But he doesn't do any of the herming. He's not, you know, trained. He's just company. My word, I'd have gone quite mad if it wasn't for Angus cheering me up all the time. Yes, I expect you would, said Brother. He smiled at the empty air in order to show willing. Actually, it's a pretty good life. The hours are rather long, but the food and drink are extremely worthwhile. Brother had a distinct feeling that he knew what was going to come next. Beer cold enough, he said. Extremely frosty, said St. Ungulant, beaming. And the roast pig? St. Ungulant's smile was manic. All brown and crunchy round the edges, yes, he said. But I expect you eat the occasional lizard or snake, too. Funny you should say that. Yes, every once in a while, just for a bit of variety. And mushrooms, too, said Om. Any mushrooms in these parts? Said Brother, innocently. St. Ungulant nodded happily. After the annual rains, yes, red ones with yellow spots, the desert becomes really interesting after the mushroom season. Full of giant purple singing slugs, talking pillars of flame, exploding giraffes, that sort of thing, said Brother, carefully. Good heavens, yes, said the saint. I don't know why. I think they're attracted by the mushrooms. Brother nodded. You're catching on, kid, said Om. And I expect sometimes you drink water, said Brother. You know it's odd, isn't it? Said St. Ungulant. There's all this wonderful stuff to drink, but every so often I get this, well, I can only call it a craving for a few sips of water. Can you explain that? It must be a little hard to come by, said Brother, still talking very carefully, like someone playing a 50-pound fish on a 51-pound breaking strain fishing line. Strange, really, said St. Ungulant, when ice-cold beer is so readily available to... Where'd you get it? The water, said Brother. You know the stone plants? The ones with the big flowers? If you cut open the fleshy part of the leaves, there's up to half a pint of water, said the saint. Tastes like wee-wee, mind you. I think we could manage to put up with that, said Brother, through dry lips. He backed towards the rope ladder that was the saint's contact with the ground. Are you sure you won't stay? Said St. Ungulant. It's Wednesday. We get sucking pig plus chef's selection of sun-drenched, dew-fresh vegetables on Wednesdays. We have lots to do, said Brother, halfway down the swaying ladder. Sweets from the trolley? I think perhaps. St. Ungulant looked down sadly at Brother, helping Vorbis away across the wilderness. And afterwards there's probably mints, he shouted through cupped hands. No? Soon the figures were mere dots on the sand. There may be visions of sexual gratification. Oh, no, tell a lie, that's Fridays, St. Ungulant murmured. Now that the visitors had gone, the air was once again filled with the zip and whine of the small gods. There were billions of them. St. Ungulant smiled. He was, of course, mad. He'd occasionally suspected this, but he took the view that mad...